All right, Rabosai. We left off, we were discussing our Gemara, which said that, you need Shemos in the get, seemed to assume the get was not even a Safek get, was not even a Chashash, Batal and Mevotal, because it did not have their names in it. Habeinan, Shina Shmo, Shma, V'Shem Iro, Shem Ira, V'Lekla. And we asked, what is the makor that you need Shemos in the get? So we had a few opinions. What's the makor you need Shemos in the get?
Let's just,
So if we assume that it is necessary mita oraisa, right? So if you assume it's necessary mita oraisa, why would it be necessary mita oraisa? Maybe we'll even go in a slightly different order.
If you will allow me. So, what's the makor? So one is Tosfos lefi Rabbi Meir says muchach mitochel. We know not everyone thinks that Rabbi Meir requires muchach mitochel, but Tosfos and many others do.
And then that would be fine, except for the fact that we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, so it only takes us so far.
Even if you don't need
Mucha Mitocha, you still need, maybe you just put it down. Maybe you're able to prove from the get, from the star itself, into what the get, that might be the din of the Yedikim. Okay, that sounds awfully similar to Mucha Mitocha. Okay, we can argue about it, but in any case, it's for Rabbi Meir. Number two was the Ramban and the Ran. They said, Sfiras Devarim. It has to tell a story, right? If there's no names, then it doesn't tell a story. The third possibility we said with the Ramban, I think we said B'Shem Yesh Omrim. That's only Midrabanan. Maybe it's part of the Kind of Rabban Gamliel. That's on Daf Lama Dalet. He was betaken to write the name you're known by in this locale. Maybe he was also betaken to write the names Bechlal. But it becomes a Doraisa, right? Because of the rule of the rule not found in Shas, called the Megarish, Adaita Darabana Megarish, so it becomes the Oraisa. Now, maybe I'll go in a little different order than last time, there's a fourth opinion that finds a Makar Midoraisa, which is what seems to be implied by the Or Zarua, that is, I think, on the sheet here someplace, says the Or Zarua in his long discussion of whether it is Pasul Doraisa if you don't write the Shemos or not. Is the verse over here?
It's on 42.
Oh, it was on 42. Okay.
Can I borrow 42, please?
Thank you. So says the Urzarua, Ach, Mikol Makim Nir Be'inai Dechol Geshel Nichlo Shema Ish Shema Ish Pasul Doraisa. He thinks it's a Pasul Doraisa. It's a Din Doraisa that you require Shemos. Etc. And then he wrote that he quoted that from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Simcha. And then he says why. So interestingly, he says, "Avol get stam apostle kach pirush seder olam shelo hare pirush to be shum this stam apostle because stam is apostle." This is, if anyone was here for Zvachim, remembers that that. If you shech the carbon stam, it's kosher. Carbon has to be lishma. Stam is kosher, as long as you don't do shalom lishma. But the first Gemara in Gittin, right? The first Gemara in Zvachim, the Beis Zvachim says, that's by Gittin, but by get, stam is no good. It needs to be explicitly lishma. It says, be'ina v'shum de stam apostle, be'ina shmo u'shma. Because stam is apostle, and you need lishma, you need shmo u'shma. Halo kosher shmo u'shma apostle, mida araisa, v'chein ha'im is be'ina, and then he ends with a nice rhyme. Now, here it's a little funny. It seems like he's cheating the Or Zarua. He says, of course you need Shmo Ushma, because Stama is puzzle. You need Lishmo V'Lishma. Is the window open, by the way? It seems like he's just mixing up the word shmo ushma and lishmo v'lishma, right? But obviously, you know, he's not just making a mistake. I think what the Or Zarua is trying to say is that the reason you need Shmo and Shmo Midaraisa is because you need Lishmo Velishma. We know the Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak, the Mishnah already says in the beginning of the third parak, that a get needs to be written L'shem three things. L'shem Girushin needs to be written L'shem a get, not just L'shem practicing your calligraphy, etc. It needs to be written L'shem Ha'ish, and it needs to be written L'shem Ha'isha. That's Lishmo Velishma. Now, we might have thought, what does it mean? It has nothing to do with what you write. Just when you write the words Hariyat Materis Chal Adam, you should have in mind L'shem Ha'isha, L'shem Ha'isha. Think of the Yazarit saying, it's not enough for the Lishmo Velishma to be merely mental. The Lishmo V'lishma has to be physically expressed as well, has to be concretized physically. How do you physically concretize the idea of writing it Lishmo? By writing Shmo. If you write his name, then you're writing it for him. If you write her name, you're writing it for him. The Chiddush of the Yorzeru is that Lishmo V'lishma needs to be concretized by writing something which shows that you're doing it Lishmo. What shows you're doing it Lishmo? His name. Otherwise, you might be doing it for something else, for someone else. That's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that you need to concretize Lishmo v'lishma by writing it. But when you write Lishmo v'lishma, you're writing Shmo v'lishma. And that's how he solves it. Basically, he's killing two birds with one stone. Or not killing two birds, but that's how he's solving and the problem of Arasugya. Mehechi Tesi that you need Shmo Shmo Midaraisa, and that it's not even a Shash Gerishin, it's not even a Suffolk Gerishin, not Shmo Shmo. From Lishmo, there Lishma. And I thought you could bring a nice Raya to the Orzeruah by the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan the Yerushalmi. It's against the Bavli. The Bavli says, Shmuel says, you have to write Harayat Uteris Kol Adam Lishma. Right? Meaning, if the Sofer writes a, what they call Tofse Gittin, the Mishnah Daf Chavav, Tofes getting tofes like in modern Hebrew tofes, right? A blank form without, you know, with the blanks not filled in yet. So he has to leave out, okay, the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the date, etc., all that important information. He also has to leave out Harayat Materis L'Chol Adam. Why does he have to leave out Harayat Materis L'Chol Adam? Because he has to write Harayat Materis L'Chol Adam Lishma. So he can't write in advance because he doesn't know who he's writing it for. That seems to be the opinion of Reish Lakish Yerushalmi. The opinion of Yochanan Yerushalmi, which the Agos Ashri here quotes, that the Ur Zeruah quotes this Yerushalmi. Right, so it's not 100% clear to me if the Ur Zeruah was quoting the Yerushalmi the Paskin like it or not. Certainly the way the Hagos HaShri that was on the Mekoros brings the Ur Zeruah, it's the same siman of Ur Zeruah, the same discussion of the Ur Zeruah. It seems like he's taking this Yerushalmi very seriously, which works well with Shitase. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need to write Harayat Muteris called Adam Lishma. So then my question was, what do you need to write Lishma? So if you don't need to write Harayat Muteris called Adam Lishma, what do you need to write Lishma? So the Mishnah says, what do you have to leave out? So hold on. You can write everything in advance, including Harayat Materis Kol Adam. Just not Shem Ha'ish, Shem Ha'isha, Vazman. Don't tell me it's the Zman that needs to be Lashma. Zman is only the Kana Darabanan, because of Peros, or because of Basachoso. Why do you have to leave out the Zman? Because you don't want to write the wrong date. It'll be Muktam and Ma'ukhar. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only thing you have to write Lashma is the name of the man and the name of the woman. That actually makes perfect sense, right? If the way you concretize your Lishma is by writing Shmo and Shma, then it makes sense that you should only have to write Shmo Ushma, Lishma. Hopefully we're following all my wordplay. I'm not doing it on purpose. That's just how it works out. Meaning, it works well if the Ur Zeruah is the one who points out that Yerushalmi. So says the Ur Zeruah, it's Midin Lishmo the Lishma, and we just add concretize. The way you concretize that you're writing it for him is by writing his name. Otherwise, you haven't concretized that you're writing it for him. And that, again, that works well for Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the whole get can be written Shalom Lishmo, except for his name. That makes sense, because his name is the ikar of where the Lishmo and Lishma comes out. Okay, so these are four shitas d'oraisa. There are also two other shitas, right? So, Shita 5, which is the Ramban, B'shem, I think, Yesh Lefarish was the phrase he used, right? Yesh Lefarish. You never know if Yesh Lefarish is actually a person he's quoting, or just the theory he's coming up with. But, says the Ramban, in the name of Yesh Lefarish, he says, nope, it's only a Takana Midrabanan. Takana Drabanan. It's only a Takana Drabanan. And not that it turns into a Doraisa. It's only Takana Darabanan. It's only Pasul Darabanan. It's really not a big deal. It's only Pasul. I mean, Allah Allah, it's a Pasul Darabanan. But maybe the Vlad Zara Mamzer, etc., right? It's only Takana Darabanan. If it's only Takana Darabanan, how does he explain then if he gets our sugya? Our sugya says there's not even a chashash. So why is there not even a chashash in our sugya? That's what we ask. So why is there no chashash in our sugya? After all, you say it should be a chashash. She should be puzzled to kahuna because they get into rice, so they only pass them into Darabanan. So Rabban, Shane Yesh Lafarish answered that no. That it's not that our sugya says if he wrote it this way there'd be no chash. If he wrote it this way there would be a chash gerushin. It's just that there's no chash that he wrote it this way, right? If so, the answer is what's he saying? So why is there no chash? And a chanami im hikdim zuzi lesofer yesh kan chash gerushin aval. Ein lachshosh shehikdim zuzi lesofer kevan de lo yo'ilu masav. Meaning, it's not that there'd be no chash gerushin if you wrote it without names. There is a chash, there is gerushin d'oraisa if you wrote it without names. Only psul d'rabbanan. It's that, but we're not choshesh that he did this trick. Why would this, bichlal, why would this idiot give money to the sofer to write in the sefer, or his weirdo, to write in the sefer Torah? But if it would be pasul drabanan, so mele if it was kosher, okay. But why would he pay the sofer to write a get in the sefer Torah that's pasul drabanan anyway? That's too far out of scenario, no one would do it. Okay, that's how he defends our sugya. The last shita, of course, is the shita of... And here I quoted you a few Mekoros. Mordechai quoted from Rabbi Yoel Halevi. Rabbi Yoel Halevi is the father of? What? Rabbi Yoel Halevi is the father of? The Rav Yah. Right? He's the father of the Rav Yah. And he's the son-in-law of? The Ravan. Right? So Rabbi Yoel Halevi, who's quoted in the Mordechai. And the Tosos Rid.
He's this Rabbi Yoel Halevi is the son?
In-law of the Ravan.
And
the father son? Of the Rav Yah.
The father of?
The Rav Yoel Halevi is the Ben Yoel Halevi. That's the Rav Yah. Okay, doesn't matter for right now. Anyway, the Rabbi Yoel Halevi and the Tosos Rid later on, what do they hold? That what happens if you don't write Shemos in the get? What is their Shita? That's Pasul D'oraisa or Pasul D'rabbanan? Or third option? Okay. Maybe I'm crazy. I mean... What? No, I'm definitely crazy, but I still think I'm right about this. Says the Tosus Rid. Where is it supposed to be? In Daf Pehei or something?
If you hold like Rav Elazar is in the Sirik,
exactly.
Then
says,
you don't even need the names.
Precisely. Says the Tosus Rid. That even without the names, it is totally kosher. Where was this? I apologize because I have a different source of daf here. Here we are. Says the Tosus Rid. Perish afi shlo kosav beget on a plonim er ploni pataris yasichi plonis er plonis ela hariat muteris lachal adam milchod have you get kosher? Aval im ha'edim e'edim shu kosav ze'agef in nasnu lo afi she'ein sham shmo u'shma shem iro kosher hu v'lo mifso lev l'shino shmo u'shma. Tosus Rid, as long as they're edim esira, obviously there's no edim esira and there's no name, so it doesn't prove anything. There's no edim esira, just as Hariat Materis Kol Adam signed by two guys, so that's worthless. How do we know who the two guys were signing about? But if you have edim esira and you give it in front of two edim, and all it says Hariat Materis Kol Adam without names, it's kosher. Will it be able to be a good proof later? No, she'll need to bring her edim esira around in her back pocket. That's her problem. But it's perfectly kosher without names. And it's if she shino shmo shmo is a psol, but without names, perfectly kosher. And that's exactly what Yoel Halevi says in the Mordechai. And what the Meiri says. Later on Daf Kaf Aleph, Yoel Halevi, Tosus Rid, and the Meiri actually say, they admit, l'chadchila, you need names. That's at least takanas from Gamliel, that l'chadchila, from Gamliel, you should write ploni v'chol shom de'islay. Obviously, it means to write the names. But, equals... This shita with that it's pasul midrabanan. Here he's saying no. Bid the eved kosher without Shemos. If you didn't write the names, it's kosher gomer. It's only a lechatchila to write the names. I don't even think should be married. No, b'diavad, once you give her the get, if you give her a get without names, you didn't do tikkun olam by giving her a get without names, because it's going to be hard for her to prove she's divorced in 10 years. But she's divorced. She can go and be married tomorrow, 100% divorced. It's kosher legamre, just not a kiyum of tikkun olam. That, they hold it's kosher legamre without Shemos. Okay, if it's kosher legamre without Shemos, how do they explain? How do they explain? Give me half a second. How do they explain our sukkah? Why is there no chash in our sukkah? Right, and remember, what's the big raya is Tosas Kasha. The Mishnah says enough Peshina Shmo Ushma is puzzle. If you write the wrong name, it's puzzle. I argued with about this yesterday, last time. But the simple diuk is, if you write the wrong name, it's puzzle. If you write nothing, it's kosher. Okay, so why is there no chash in our sugya? So here we have two potential answers. What's the Tosas Rosh's answer? He doesn't like this. It's Lahavni means Docha. What's the Tosas Rosh's answer? V'dochak? So why in our sugya is there no chash if it's really perfectly kosher? What does Tosas Rosh say? Tosas Rosh, again, he doesn't hold this way. He's just exploring the issue. Says the Tosas Rosh, maybe Sugyan Azal Aliba Dereb Meir, Mekaimalon Kit Rabbi Elazar. Maybe our Sugyan is following Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir requires Muchak Mitocho, and he requires the names in there. But we don't pass like Rameir, we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yoli says, because we pass like Rabbi Elazar, we say this. The Tosas Rosh mentioned that we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that in Masira. So he says, our sugya is Rameir, and we don't hold like it. And after all, like Tosas said there, according to Rameir, we look mitocho. What's dochok about this, give me half a second. Yeah, and the truth is that the Ramban also quoted this from Tosos. That according to Rabbi Elazar, it's kosher. Okay, v'tzachik is why would our sugi be going according to our mayor? Halacha to Rabbi Elazar begin, right? Maybe b'shtaris, maybe not b'shtaris, but definitely halacha to Rabbi Elazar begin. So it's a little dochuk to say our sugi is going like a shita we don't pass like. Rav Yosef is not so early, right? Rav Yosef should already have known that we don't pass that way. So that's one possible answer. Another answer is given in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says something very nice, which actually, it's so nice, you wonder why everyone didn't say it. Says the Me'iri, is the problem on Gemara just the lack of names? If I asked you common sense, what would everyone else say? What's chasser in this get? What's chasser is names. Because otherwise it has. Sefer Krisos, Heis of Ishacher. But if I were to ask you common sense, what's lacking in this get? Is it just the names? What would you say? It's lacking in Teres Chaladim. Okay, Rabbi Tom already said that you don't need the Afgar in Teres Chaladim. Says the Me'iri. Now, okay, that is what the Me'iri says. So maybe I'm going to just touch him a little differently. Says the Me'iri. No. When I say it's kosher without names, that's if you write Hariyat Moteres Chaladim. Hariyat Moteres Chaladim is kosher without names. But the psukim from Parshat Ki Tetzeh are not kosher without names. Meaning, Hariyat Moteres Chaladim is kosher without names. I am being matter you. Psukim about Shilcha Mibeis of Aholchava Yisrael Acher are not kosher without names. If they had put the names in there, I mean, wouldn't have been even safer Torah. If they had written, you know, V'haya ki lo matza Rachel chein be'enei Yaakov v'kasav la Yaakov hanal, you know, Sefer Krisos, V'nasa v'yadav, Shilcha Mibeisa, V'holcha Rachel, V'haisa l'sh Acher, then it would have been okay. But since it doesn't say the names or Hariyat Moteres Chal Adam, it is puzzle. Says the Me'iri, no. Im Kasav Harei At Muteres L'chal Adam, then it's kosher without the names. But if Kasav Sukim, then it's puzzle without the names. That's what the Me'iri says. What does he mean by this? I think this is what he means, and I think it's actually very meduyik. Think of the Me'iri saying is this. Is that when our Gemara says the problem is the names,
It doesn't mean the problem is you don't have names and that's a psul d'oraisa.
No, without names, it's not psul d'oraisa. Given in front of Eidim Asira and just right here, Eidim Teres Choladim. Right? Yeah. Or some other Lashonos. The problem is that if I write Harei Eidim Teres Choladim without names, it's clearly about me and you. Right? I am giving to you Harei Eidim Teres Choladim. If I write Psukim from the Torah without names, then it's not about me and you. It's just about the din in the Torah. It's just dinim given in the Torah. I think the problem for the Me'iri is that it's more than a lack of names here. A lack of names could be, I wasn't so specific, but I'm still saying you're divorced from me. When you write in Lotin Tzachim Be'inav, the Kassel HaSefer Kristos V'Nasim B'Yada, and you don't write names, you're basically saying that it's not about anyone in particular at all. Basically, what I'm saying for the Me'iri is, and here's where I think the Me'iri is coming from, notice there are two Gersos in our Gemara. One Gersos in our Gemara says, Be'inan Shmo Shmo V'Lecha. That makes a lot of sense. The other Gersos in the Gemara says, Shina Shmo Shmo. It's a Shinoi. And everyone's angry here. On that Gersos of Shinoi, that's what we have printed, but there's no Shinoi here, there's just a lack of names. So Rashi says, Lav Davka. They were just quoting Lashon of the Mishnah. What I want to say, what I think the Me'iri is trying to say, is that no, our Gemara is Shina Shmo Shma. If you leave out names, that's not a Shinoi. Harei Materes Choladim is just not getting into detail. But I'm not saying it's not about me and you. When I write V'hayam Lo Timsachim Be'ena V'chos LaSefer Krisos and Parshas Kiseitze, and I don't write names, that's a Shinoi of the names because I'm changing it from talking about me and you to talking about an abstract legal concept. And I think he's reading the Gemara Meduyev. It really is a Shinoi. It's a Shinoi that instead of talking about individuals, we're talking about a legal principle. And I think that's what he means here. It's not that the names are ma'akiv. It's that it has to be about people. It can be about people without names. Hari at moteres chaladim. It's about me and you. But once you're talking about abstract language from the Torah, and you're not putting in names, then it's not about anyone. I think it's really Shinishmo. I think that's what the Me'iri is trying to say. I can't prove it. Give me a second. I can't prove it. But I think what he's trying to say is that writing psukim without names is a shinoi because it's talking about legal concepts, not individuals. That's the whole point. The psukim aren't talking about any individual. And the truth is, this bothered Tzvi beforehand. What's the havamin of this is good and the only you're getting caught up by the names? It's not a get at all. It's just a legal concept in the Chumash. So everyone else would say, no, but a legal concept could be a get. And the Gemara is saying, I think the Gemara is saying that's exactly the point of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, that's the problem. The problem is that you're missing names. Missing names you could live with. The problem is that it's not about the people anymore. It's about an abstract legal concept. And it's a shinoi of shemos. Even though you didn't write a different person, you didn't write Yitzhak instead of Yaakov, and you didn't write Leah instead of Rachel, but it is a shinoi shemos, because you wrote abstract concept instead of individuals. And I think that's the Meir's answer. And it's actually a very nice answer for the Gemara, because it matches our intuition that there's something fundamentally wrong with this, not just a lack of one word or another word. I think that's the Meir's reading our Gemara.
I think the one of Chaim is that it's not even a star, because there's no das in Chaim.
Why is there no Das Maschayim?
Because he's not saying anything, he's writing a pasuk.
I don't think it's better. Okay, it might be saying a similar thing in different words.
This might be very similar also. Maybe it's very, the Me'iri is close to the Or Zarua. Not in content, but in basic idea.
I would agree. Now, let's fill in two things. So number one, now that we have these possibilities, obviously you get into Tosfos' question. Tosfos' question, now this becomes a technical question, the Gemara in Daf Pei. The Mish says, Shina Shmo Shmo is possible, but without names it's okay. How does that work? So here we have the Mishnah in Daf Pei of an Aleph says, Shina is possible, and the Diuk is that Hishmet Shemos is kosher. So that works fine. For Shita 6, Taka without names, it is kosher. Okay, according to Me'iri, it's only kosher without names if you write a normal get, not a Sefer Torah. That's fine, it's talking about a normal get. So according to Shita 6, it's perfectly fine. In Echanami, that's where they're coming from. That's why they think something that's Dachuk in our Gemara, because the Mishnah of Pei.
How about according to this sheet of the Ramban, this sheet of Yachid that we don't even have a name to associate with, but Mestama, someone holds it someplace, that possibly Rabbana, that could be also Nicha, Im Timtzu Lomar, De'ein Havlad Mamzer. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? If you write the wrong name, it's Pasul, and if she marries, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So all you have to say, it's a good deal. If you write the wrong name, it's Pasul, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's a Psul D'Oraisa. If you write the or serious Psul, if you write no names, then it's not so Pasul. It's still Pasul D'Rabbana, but not so Pasul. It's only Lokinase Vim Nises, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. So then it's not so bad, because that Gemara and Daf Pesach went to serious Psulim. Right, whether the rice or abundant toast deals with. And this is only a minor leap soul. Of course, according to this, Deya, that's Tosas Kasha. Ah, if even without a name is puzzle, why are they saying only a change of name is puzzle? And I only know of one answer, which is Tosas' answer, which is not a crazy answer. It sounds like a crazy answer, except for if you don't know the mission Daf Lama Dalet. What does it say? You think that meant change the name? It doesn't mean change the name. It doesn't mean write the wrong name. Nah, that doesn't mean write the wrong name. It means write his other name. For example, if he has one name in America and one name in Israel, some people do that. They go by their Hebrew name in Israel and their English name in America. So you write the English name when he's in Israel. That's what it means by Shinoi. And that's not a real change. It's still the same person. And therefore, there's no diuk. So what's the answer? Tosfos and all the Rishonim give the same answer, right? Eino shinoi mamish ella shekasav shem Yehuda begolil. Right? The shame he has in Yehuda, they write in Golil. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? Obviously, if you write the wrong name, it's Pasul D'Oraisa. That goes without saying. Obviously, if you don't write a name, it's Pasul D'Oraisa. That goes without saying. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is even if you write his true name, but if not the name he uses in this town, it's also Pasul on the level of a Nises of Vlad Mamzer. Then, you've eliminated the diuk. Ah, what right do you have to say that Shina Shmo Shma means write the name he's known in another town when that's not what it says? So Tosis, the truth is a very good answer. Because the Mefurish Mishnah Lama Dalet Amud Beis that says, Barishona Hayim Shana Shmo Shma. Originally they used to write the wrong name. And then Rabbi Eliyahu Matake not to. And the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean originally they wrote the wrong name. Why would they be so foolish? It means originally they would write the name that he wasn't known by in this town. So we see it's on Daf Lama Dalet Amud Beis. Shinoi means the name he's known in another town. Say the same thing about Pei and Aleph. It's not crazy. It's Mishnah, it's the same Masechta, and that's how you answer it. Great. Now I just want to end with one Chakira. What's the basically, we already have our Chakira here. The question is, why do you need to write names in the get? And let's assume it's a psul, whether Daraisa or Drabana. Why do you need to write names in the get? So we have two or three basic approaches. Why do you need the names in the get? The lumbus of what is the function, right? Tafkid Hashemos beget. What is the function of names in the get? Not necessarily the level and the mucker. What is the function? One derech is the function is to prove something, right? The function is to be used as a proof later. That would fit Tosos of Muchak Beitocho or Rav Meir. The whole point of Muchak Beitocho is that it should prove something. And that would fit the Rabbana Takana of Raman Gamliel. The Takana of Raman Gamliel is part of the Tikkun Olam that she should be able to prove it later, right? So one possibility is as a proof, right? As a proof. For example, Muchak Beitocho, Takanas, Rabbin of Liel. Another possibility is to make it a story. Which, again, the Ritvin Kedushin seems to bring the story on the level of proof. It depends if you talk more about Sefer or to talk about Krisos. Krisos, I mean, they're absolutely connected. They're absolutely separated. No one can ever connect them again because they have proof. But this story might be someplace in the middle, right? So it is to tell a story. It could be, I don't know if the story has to prove something later. It just has to be a story and not a random bunch of words, right? So this would be Sfiras Devarim, although maybe you could say that Sfiras Devarim really means she should be able to prove it later. Or you have the possibility of Lishma, right? The Orzabruah. right? So it could be the reason your names are to write it l'shma. It could be the reason you need to tell a story, or it could be the reason you need is to constitute a proof, right? Now, it's already becoming somewhat obvious to you that if you ask, how much detail do I need? How sure do I have to be to describe the guy in absolute detail? So obviously, if you're looking at mitzvah proof, you need to be sure that you've described the guy very, very accurately in detail. If you're just looking at the shema to concretize that you mean the guy, then you don't necessarily have to give a full description. You just have to show you mean the guy. If it's a story, then it's always hard to tell. Somewhere in the middle. You know, maybe a basic story, maybe more of a story. So let's just throw out some nafkamina to this chakira. So two nafkaminas are going to be very similar. How about, what it's saying in Gemara, shmo shma, what's the next words?
Shem
Iro v'shem Ira. Now, it's hard to tell how seriously to take Shem Iro v'shem Ira, because you always throw in phrases. You always complete phrases. It doesn't necessarily mean anything, right? Is it davka? Is it lav davka? Right? What's the nature of the requirement for Shem Iro v'shem Ira? Do you need to write in the get? If anyone's seen a get nowadays, we do write, right? We write where the guy's from, right?
With the river next to what?
Yeah, we even go crazy, etc. But you need to write where the guy's from. Do you need to write where the guy's from or not? L'chora, the minag was, at least in the time of the Rishon, even the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you shina shmo 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 ira, that's a big psal. If you wrote the wrong name, guy's name was Jack, and you wrote Fred. If the guy's name was Jack from Woodmere, and you wrote Jack from Milwaukee, pasul, tates mizav, zav, lad mamzer, mizav, mizav, zav, totally, totally pasul. Either pasul d'oraisa, the stomach pasul d'oraisa, or at the very least, the rabbanon that says chomer is a d'oraisa. Right? So it's obvious their minig was to write the place, because the Mishnah talks about what if you write the wrong place. So it's obvious the minig is to write the place. Let's say it's obvious that l'chachila we write the place. The question is this absolutely necessary or not? So we have three shitas in the Rishonim, as to, a lot of Rishonim are mesopic about it, as to what's the status of Mukum. What's the status of Mukum? So, says the Rush, which I excerpted in full in the Makoro sheet, says the Rush, V'gam Iro V'ira Ein Iko B'ksivaso D'mastiz L'gomer Lo Shina V'lo Kazapal Miftol. There's no psul if you don't write the cities. What's the big deal if you don't write the cities? No big deal if you don't write the cities. Likewise, the Sefer Itter, quoted in the Magen Mishnah, says, oh, no big deal if you don't write the cities. Likewise, the Ramban, in his parish right here, says, no big deal if you don't write the cities. The cities is lav davka. You don't really need the cities. And the Ran is mesopic also. Maybe you don't need the cities. He's mesopic, whether or not you need the cities. So it could be you don't need the cities at all. A second shita is, the Ran is mesopic, and the Raven in the Magen Mishnah sounds this way a little, that maybe it's a psul d'rabbanan if you don't write the cities. According to most people, it's a psul d'oraisa if you don't write the names, but maybe if you don't write the cities, it's only a psul d'rabbanan. And you have the Shitas Yachid of the Riaz, says the Riaz, in the Schildingburn, give me a second, what?
Didn't the Rambam hold like the middle one? The Rambam hold that Malcolm is the same as man.
Interestingly, although he never followed up, we discussed this at the time, if you recall, he never followed up and says, but also he was talking about something else. No. Okay, please don't be confused. There are two sugyas of makom in Hilchos Gittin. One is writing the makom of the ish and the makom of the isha. That's part of their shame, right? Identifying the ish and the isha. That is not the Rambam you just quoted. There's a different sugya, which we're not learning now, which we discussed in Anzik Zman, of writing the makom of ksivas haget. Right? Meaning, the makom of ksivas haget goes with this man ksivas haget. That's a different inyan. That has nothing to do with us. The place you write the get has nothing to do with who the people are. So that's a different sugya. We're not talking about the makom ksivas haget. We're talking about the residence. Tosas deals with the birthplace, the residence. We're talking about the residence of the man and the residence of the wife. Why? As, again, the makom that you're talking about is more of a drishah akira kind of thing. Where and when was this edus written? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about identifying the man. After all, the guy's name is Moshe Cohen. There's a lot of Moshe Cohens out there, but there's only one Moshe Cohen from Kfar Etzion. I don't know if there is. I just made it up. I just didn't want to say Tel Aviv. There's only one. Maybe there's only one Moshe Cohen from, you know, maybe there's only one Moshe Cohen in remote Gibel. Who knows, right? You doubt that. Whatever it may be, right? There's only one Moshe Cohen from right Ma'alos Hadaf Hayomi in Ramot. Fine. So that's a matter of identifying them. The question is, how well do you have to identify them? After all, there's a lot of Moshe Kohens out there. So says the Riaz in the Shilta Giborim, which I also once was on the Bar Ilan, I put it here. He says, etc. Not a big chiddush. The majority of opinions, if you don't write Shmo Shma Kol Iker, it's puzzle. Oh, lo kosav shem ira of shem ira. If you don't write the cities, I get batal minat Torah. Well, get batal minat Torah. And then he says, but if you're lucky, if they both live in the city to get what's written, and you write that, it can count because we say minastam, we meant that's where they live. Okay, that's a technicality. But the point is that if you mamish don't write where they live at all, then it is batal min haTorah. Why is it so important to write where they live? So lechora, I would say this is a nafkamina of this hakira. If we're asking what is the nafkamina, nafkamina one is again, Joel, not makom ksiva saget and chasima saget. Makom ha'ish v'ha'isha as an identifying characteristic, right? Like in Europe, right? You ever hear stories about yeshivas in Europe, right? What would they call everyone? You know, they call everyone by their town. First name.
Their town.
And their town, right? That's, I don't know. I was never in yeshiva in Europe, but if a guy named Yaakov came from Minsk, they would call him, Yaakov of Minsker.
Rav Chaim Brisker,
for example.
Or Rav Mishkinzu.
Fair enough, okay. Makom ha'ish v'ha'isha. And what I'm basically going to claim is that in all these machlokas, you could say they're just stam arguing. All these machlokas don't have to be lumdish. They could say, they all agree you have to identify them. They just argue about how well you have to... Whenever people argue about how well to do something, you can't prove it's a lumdish machlokas. They could be just arguing how where to draw the line. But it could be a lumdish machlokas. This is what I'm saying. If you need to concretize that you're writing it lishma, you don't have to prove who it is. You just have to do something to show you're writing it lishma. Then I think it's pasha that you should say, kosher. Imlo kasav iro the Ira. And that is the Shita I quoted from the Ramban and the Rush and the Itter. And obviously I could add a million other people also if I so desired. However, if you say it's about proving something, then all of a sudden, I don't know, wait, Moshe divorced Rachel. Moshe Cohen divorced Rachel Cohen. There's a lot of Moshe Cohens and Rachel Cohens out there. There might only be one Zug Moshe and Rachel Cohen in Yerushalayim. There are a lot of Moshe and Rachel Cohens in the world. Then of course you have to write. Without a Makom, doesn't prove anything. Because how do you know which Moshe Cohen divorced which Rachel Cohen? So then I think it would make a lot of sense to say that Pasul Min HaTorah, which the Shita of the Riaz, or Midrabanan, right? Which is the Shita, that it's a suffix in the Ran, and maybe that's what the Ravid means. When he quotes the Ravid saying, Pusel usually means Pusel Midrabanan. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to write it right. Anyway, the Habat Sphere's Devarim, it's that Sphere's Devarim, it's a little hard to say. I would think you could probably go either way. I mean, does Sphere's Devarim mean the basic Sipur, or does Sphere's Devarim mean a full Sipur that has all the details? Let me just take a parallel machlokis, which is, how about Shem Avi Ha'ish V'Ha'isha? Right? How about the name of their fathers? It never says you need to write their father's name. In our Gittin, we write Ech Ana Ruben Ben Yaakov. Right? Do you need to write their father's names? So interestingly, it's Mefurish in the Gemara later on, who remembers the very end of our, close to the end of our Masechet, that if who doesn't write their father's name, it's okay. If the Aiden don't write their father's name, it's okay. But some of the Rishonim say that's not a good proof. If the Aid doesn't write his father's name, that's okay, because you can still identify him by his handwriting. Right? You can say, how do we know which Reuven it is? Because we checked his handwriting. Right? But what if you don't write the man's father's name, the woman's father's name? So this is, basically, you'd think it would be a very similar machlokas. If you say, all you need is Lashma, but even Lashma, you've concretized you've concretized your lishma. It should be kosher in lo kasav. But if you say you need a proof, it's hard to imagine it really proves who's divorced. Moshe divorced Rachel? There's a lot of Moshe and Rachels out there, right? I mean, he's without the last name. How many Moshe and Rachels are in the world? Tens of thousands. So then you would think that it should be puzzle. Who holds kosher? This is what the Beis Yosef quotes, the Torah quotes from the Rush, and the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba. who holds pasul. This is what Beis Yosef quotes from the Mashmos of the Trumas Hadesh. And again, from perspective of Sfiris Devarim, it's a little unclear. I could see going either way. And he doesn't say.
You can argue with the whole Malach. You can just say that a name that's not clear is not a name.
Correct. I'm pointing out that for any of these shitas, you can argue and just say it's a technical machlokas about how clear you have to be. I admit, this is not mochrach, but I think it's intuitive that if all you need to do is concretize your lishma, you just need to write somehow. If you need to more than concretize your lishma, you need to prove what happened later, have a piece of paper that proves what happens later, then obviously to prove what happens later, you should need enough to identify them among everyone else in the world, which would be at least the father's name and probably the makom. Also, let's take a... By the way, this is not all my lumdus. This is not maybe any of my lumdus. I don't know. The Torah's getting that I Xeroxed here already said, do you need the father's name or not? Well, that depends. And we'll see how it depends in a moment. Let's take another issue, which is, how about a shtar kiddushin? Shemos b'shtar kiddushin. Can someone tell me in general if a shtar kiddushin is comparable to a get? Is a shtar kiddushin comparable to a get in general? How do we know there's such a thing as a shtar kiddushin? Torah doesn't say shtar kiddushin. The Torah may or may not say kesef and bia. Definitely doesn't say shtar kiddushin, right? But viyatsa b'haisa, right? So a shtar kiddushin should be similar to a get, and that's what the Ritva struggles with. Is a shtar kiddushin similar to a get in terms of needing the names or not? Because on the one hand, you would think a shtar kiddushin is similar to a get. Who remembers when we were delved into a Tosos Rosh Mishatzik Subas and a similar question, the relationship between shtar kiddushin and get? In terms of? In terms of Dabar Yochel is Daif, correct? Which actually might be relevant, right? In terms of proof. So, do you need Shemos in a shtar kiddushin? Says the Ritva. The Ritva thinks, the Ritva is fairly convinced you do not need Shemos. Who would, I can't prove it, but who would for what's the Ritva's problem? It always say, Hari At Mekudeshesli, Hari Bitcha Mekudeshesli. It never says names when the Gemara discusses a shtar kiddushin. So what are the two ways to go with that? One way to say, a shtar kiddushin doesn't need names, only a get does. The other way is to say, no, they were saying Bekitzer, they weren't going through all the details. Mm-hmm. Just like someone could say, Gufo shall get Hariat Mekudeshesli Chol Adam, and they obviously also mean the names. So they say that Gufo, the shtar kiddushin is Hariat Mekudeshesli, Hariat Lila Intu, right? But obviously you also need names. Who do you think for sure would say you need names in a shtar kiddushin? So I think the Arzarua Pash would say you need names in a shtar kiddushin. Because what is it clear that you need in a shtar kiddushin? The Gemara says in Daf Ches, you need the Shema. Everyone agrees shtar kiddushin needs to be the Shema. So then I think it should be Pashut. That you need to write Shemos Ha'ish V'Ha'isha, right? In a shtar kiddushin. It should be Pashit, because you need Lashma. Okay, says the Ritva, but if it's Takanas Rabbi Gamliel for Tikkun Olam, so that she'll be able to prove she's divorced later and not get messed up, the Tikkun Olam of it is only for a Gerushin. What's the Tikkun Olam of kiddushin? What, she won't be able to prove she's married later? She can't prove she's married later, then she just remarry. What's the big deal? I mean, no one needs to prove she's married later. You always need to prove you're not married. What do you need to prove that you're married for? Right? So therefore, says the Ritva, no, ain't so rech. Why? Because there's no need to prove. Not only that, this is what I pointed out at the time, why is a shtar kiddushin, why can it fundamentally not be about proving anything? Because in a shtar kiddushin, who's gains and who gives up? Who gains in a get? Who gets something in a get?
The woman.
She gets her freedom to remarry. Who holds on to the get? The woman. She can prove what she gained. In a shtar kiddushin, who gains something? The baal. The man gains a wife. Who holds on to the shtar? The woman. He gives her a shtar. He gives her a shtar that proves his advantage.
How can you give someone a shtar that only proves the other person's advantage? What does that prove? That the shtar has nothing to do with the proof.
It's very hard to say shtar kedusha has to do with proving anything, because he's the one who needs to prove something, and she's the one holding the shtar. So, therefore, l'chora, it makes a lot of sense that the concept of proof is not shayach. Midrabanan is certainly not shayach, because you don't need tikkun olam for women to prove they're married. They always need to prove they're not married. And even midoraisa doesn't make sense. You should need proof. And that was what we discussed in terms of the Rosh Bishantz in the shtar kedusha, because she doesn't need to prove she's married. He needs to prove she's married to him, and he's not the one with the who's holding the shtar. So, what is service of proof?
I mean, it might not be a shtar on them.
Correct. How about in terms of telling a story? So, I personally would have said, if it's about telling a story, Sfiras Devarim, I would have said, if it's telling a story, just like a get has to tell a story, a shtar kedushin has to tell a story. You know, you have to tell a story. The Ritva, interestingly, he takes Sfiras Devarim in a more muchach mitocha way. He says, no, telling a story means being able to prove that you're free. And so she doesn't need to prove she's free in a shtar kedushin, and therefore telling a story doesn't apply. So he takes Sfiras Devarim. He doesn't even say Sfiras Devarim. He says more safer krisos. It has to prove her krisos. And she doesn't need to prove anything by shtar kedushin, so he takes it in this direction. But it's the same basic nafkamina.
In Kudat Motzav, the ritual is that it gets meets Shnoshna because of the separate krisos of Sfiras.
Yes.
Maybe you can reverse the idea.
No. Or he has two tzadim, either drabanan or, okay.
I want to say something else. That if the frame of reference or the point of reference is that a shtar kedushin doesn't mean shmo shma, so from the hekesh of Havaya Leitzia, you can derive from that also a get doesn't mean shmo shma midoras.
Yeah, but we never go that direction. We never go that direction.
Yes, Joe. I think that's what the Shema is the only way you could prove the Shema.
I think so. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. Could you make it number not neither? But if you strongly, what happens if you just write motion, two dot money who number and bracha, two dot say who number? On the right side, it would seem that it's not the Torah that gets, so it's not the Shema. But over, if it's just total proof,
I would think it would work for everyone. Meaning, obviously, they'll call you a reform rabbi and kick you out of business, and, you know, nowadays. But I think it would work for everyone. Okay, one last nafkamina is the discussion of the Or Sameach. Do you need everyone until the Or Sameach pretty much equated the man's name and the woman's name? Right? Either you need their names or you don't. Shmo Shma. Is it necessarily true that you need Shma? Maybe you need Shmo, but you do not need Shma. Do you need Shem Ha'isha? Mm-hmm. Let's say you need Shem. Why would you not need the woman's name? So, says the Or Sameach, you need the man's name to show who wrote the get. Do you need the woman's name to show who received the get? Or is there another way to show who received the get? Who's holding it? Meaning 10 years later, you need to prove that her husband gave her the get. Do you need to prove she received the get? No, she's holding it. Right? Meaning, maybe you need his name as a proof, but you don't need her name as a proof. And that's the... And I think this is just enough to mean in all these cases, the right side of the chakir is more machmir. Here I think it's the opposite. Here's Shema Isha. Even if it's not Lashma, Pasha, Lashma and Lashma are the same. You need Lashma both spouses, right? It's very clear. If a guy says, right, it's a divorce this wife, he can't use a device to divorce a different wife. It needs to be Lashma that woman. Pashat did Sarach Shem Ha'isha, Kimo Ditzarech, Shem Ha'ish. It's Pasha that it's just the same. Mitzad Sphira, but however, Mitzad a proof. Here is the Or Sameach, and he quotes that he found this in an earlier Sefer. I think he quotes it from a Sefer called Tzeda L'Derech. Amatzati L'Tzeda L'Derech, and Lohizker Shem Ha'isha Kasher. The Or Sameach and the Tzeda L'Derech says, no, Shem Ha'ish Me'akev. Avalo Shem Ha'isha, because mitzad proof, you know, you can say, now you can say it needs mucha mitocho, not, remember we had this chakira, do you need muchach from what's written, or do you need muchach together with who's holding it? So, you can say, I don't mean you have to say, you can, because you could say, no, the proof needs to be freestanding just in the piece of paper. But you can say, no, the proof needs to be in the piece of paper being held. After all, if you lose the paper, it's not going to help anyone, right? It's you holding the paper. And therefore, you need to prove his name because you holding the paper doesn't prove who gave it to you. But you don't need to write the woman's name because her holding it proves it was given to her. And that actually is the sheet of the Ursa Manchin that Sadie Laderach. Again, I apologize. When it comes to Sfiras Devarim, if Sfiras Devarim means tells a story, you know, then a story should need both of their names. If it means Sfiras Devarim proves something, then basically if you take Sfiras Devarim and turn it into proof, then Beseder, if you take Sfiras Devarim and turn it into a proof, then you maybe you don't need it. There's a mock say you don't need her name. If you take Sfiras Devarim and say no, it just means a story, then I would definitely put it here. Now, here is the Torah's Gittin. He says something very clever, and with this he wraps it up. He says a very clever Tzvedinim. Why does he say Tzvedinim? Remember, back in the day of the Torah's Gittin, you didn't say a Tzvedinim because you needed to impress people in Shir. Why did you say Tzvedinim? To answer up a kasha. What was the kasha that the Torah's Gittin was answering? It was a kasha that the Beis Yosef didn't think was a kasha. But look at, carefully, at the Beis Yosef. Already, the Beis Yosef hints at this Torah's Gittin. He's just unwilling to go there. The Beis Yosef, on my Mekorah sheet, in Siman Kuf Chav Tes, Kasav Adoni Avizal Betshuva, Kasav the Rosh, Shem Lo Hizger Shem Avi Eishet, it's kosher. If you leave out the woman's father's name, it's okay. If you just write Rachel and not Rachel Bas, it's okay. And Lachor, it's the same for the woman's father and the man's father. Chen Kasav Rosh Betshuva, Efshur Shem Tzarek Lichto Shem Avi Aklal. Right? Shema viv, shema viv lotran. Rashi says, you don't need her father's name, you don't need his father's name. Dot, dot, dot. Lafuki, my master sasbi diver, we shrall buksava. Lafuki, but the Trumas Hadeshim, right? It's technically not the same for Trumas Hadeshim. Our Trumas Hadeshims have Trumas Hadeshim, Chilak Aleph, and then in the back, something which is called Chilak Beis, or in the old printings, Psakim Uksavim, there's the book he published called Trumas Hadeshim. And then there's other Trumas they found of him, which are called Psakim Uksavim, Shel. Rabbi Shaul Isselin Baal Trumas Hadeshen, or nowadays Trumas Hadeshen Chalik Beis, but it doesn't matter, same person. Shem lo hizker shem avi abal posel. It's posel if you don't mention his father. Now, notice what the Beis Yosef did. Forget the Rashba. The Rush said, it's kosher if you don't put her father's name. Trumas Hadeshen implied, it's posel if you don't put his father's name. What did the Beis Yosef said? Machlom kesem, we posel like one against the other. Of course, what could you have said? Which the Beis Yosef knows you could have said and doesn't like. Could have said, there's a difference between his father and her father. You need his father's name, but you don't need her father's name. Right, you read this Beis Yosef, right? Anyone who likes to enjoy life reads this Beis Yosef and says, he starts out saying, the Rush says you don't need her father's name, which means you don't need his father's name. Trumas Hadeshen says you need his father's name, so it's a stira. Maybe it's not a stira. Maybe one is talking about her father, one is talking about his father. The Rush was talking about both. But maybe the rest of the Trumas Hadeshen are not a stira. Okay, so then you say, okay, it was a nice idea, but it doesn't make sense. But some of the Beis Yosef is right, they're both equal. But all of a sudden, right, how does every Tzvedinim work? You make a Chakira, you have multiple Nafkaminas. What a Tzvedinim does is, well, if you're on this side, then you have this and this. If you're on this side, you have this and this. Meaning, maybe you could say, there's two reasons to require Shemos. One reason is to have a proof. To have a proof, only the man needs to be there, not the woman. But to have a proof, we need his father's name. Otherwise, how do we know who he is? The other reason is to have a story. Or lishma, right? To have a story, you don't need the father's name to have a story. It's a story without the father's name, but you need both their names. It's not a story without both their names. So maybe you can make it Tzvedinim and answer up and say there's no stirat in the Trumas Hadeshen and the Rush. Okay? What did I just read to you? I just read the Torah's Gittin to you, right? Just not inside. That's exactly what the Torah's Gittin says. Says the Torah's Gittin, Tzvedinim. Says the Torah's Gittin, Beis Dinim. You could have said the Shema also, but he says, Din A is Sfiras Devarim equals a story, not a proof, a story. Therefore, you need Shem Ha'ish. V'ha'isha, it's not a story if you don't put both their names, right? To have a story, you need to have both their names, right? Would you call it a story if I wrote a book and it said, Yaakov said to you, let's go play in the park, and you went, that's not a story, it needs to say who Yaakov told it to be a story. But, you don't need Shmos Avoseim. You don't need their father's names to be a story. Who cares if you actually can prove who they are? It's a story. Moshe and Rachel are a story. go prove which Moshe and Rachel. It doesn't matter. I told the story. Din B is a proof. Din B is a proof. It says the Torah is getting. Din A is the Oraisa. The Oraisa is the rest of our. Din B is the Kaddish Rabban Gamliel. Because we don't bust like we're mayor. You only need a proof, me, Drabanan. And for a proof, you need Shem Ha'ish, but not Shem Ha'isha. You don't need to prove who she is. She's holding it. You need to prove who gave it to her. But on the other hand, but you need Shem of the Av. To be a proof, you need to know the full description, the father's name. If it comes out of this Sfeidinim, and according to the Torah's Gittin, the nature of these Sfeidinim is this is a din de oraisa of us having a story, and this is a din de rabbanan of Takanas Rabban Gamliel of Tikkun Olam. She should always be able to prove, and no one should be able to accuse her of not being allowed to remarry. If it comes out of the Sfeidinim, what does he say? Do you need both their names? Yes, we should. Sfiras Devarim, you need the man's name and the woman's name. But for Sfiras Devarim, you don't need the father's. You only need the father's for a proof. And for a proof, it's enough to have the husband. So you need the husband's father's name, but not the wife's father's name. And that's exactly what you get if you put together the Rush and the Trumas Hadeshin, instead of the Torah's Gittin. So to answer up the steer between the Rush and the Trumas Hadeshin, instead of making a machlokes, he says Sfeidinim. He says, of course you need both their names. And the Hadmi says, not like the Ursamach. They say, no, it's Sfiras Devarim. It needs to be a story. But the fathers aren't there for the story. The fathers are only there for a proof. And for a proof, we only need to prove who he is. We know who she is because she's holding the paper. That proves who she is. And therefore, you only need his father's name, not her father's name, and he answers up that Sfira. That is the Tzveidinim of the Torah's Gittin. He takes our Sugya and comes out with a Tzveidinim again, not just to show off, but to answer up the Sfira between the Tshuva Harash and the Tshuva of the Baal Tshuva Sedeshin. Okay, that's about all I have to say about Shemos. If there's no other questions, then we will go on. Who's going to take a picture of the board? Chaim? Yeah. Chaim knows how to take a picture of the board without glare.
Same way that if he just had the one name and who does say who that the would be a kosher guy.
Look. We all know that every peasant in the world would throw it out because it's not the tradition.
Right.
But Medina, I think it's possible it would be a kosher get. So
it's not a low plug to say that.
Right, Medina, I'm claiming it's not a low plug. That's exactly what I'm claiming, Medina, that's not a low plug. But again, this is talking theoretically. When it comes to Elvis Gittin, you do things traditionally. I don't want to get into the sugya yet, but I just wanted to point out briefly the discussion of Tosos, the top Tosos in Daf Chaf, Gibr Maskel Imish of Pisa de Ispa, who asked the stira from Megillah Sota. Right? Now, the sugya of Megillah Sota, you're not going to find this particular sugya in Maseches Sota. But that's okay. You'll find it in Maseches Erevin, Devrei Torah, Aniyam Makom Echad, Vashir Makom Acher. What does the Gemara say in Erevin? Right? We have to follow the Gemara in Erevin decently well to understand Tosfos Kasha. And why does Tosfos ask this Kasha? Because he's like, there are two sugyas that talk about the same crazy thing. Our sugya talks about whether a Sefer Torah is good for a get. That's a little more crazy. And the Gemara in Irvin Daf Yud Gimel talks about whether a Sefer Torah is good for Megillah Sota. Okay, a little less crazy, right? But still, off the beaten path. So what is the Gemara saying there in Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph? It brings a Machlokes Tanoim. It brings Machlokes Tanoim. Let's see if I can put this on the board in a way that will make it clearer instead of the opposite. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant by not as usual. The Gemara, Erevin, Daf, Yud, Gimel, Amud Aleph to Amud Beis, brings a Machlokes Tanoim. Does the Megillah Sota need to be lishma? A Megillah Kshir lahashkos basota acheres, or Achmer Yoshiamar Megillah Kshir lahashkos basota acheres. If you're writing for a different woman, you write a Megillah Sota for Mrs. Goldstein, and then Mrs. Goldstein says, "You know what? I'm not drinking." Right? She pleads guilty, she pleads no contest, whatever the case may be, right? As long as you haven't erased it yet, she can even plead no contest. So, fine. But you know, spend all this time writing Megillah, and luckily just then Mrs. Schwartzbaum shows up. So they say, can I use it for her? So that's a machlok, seen the Tanakama and Rav Achi Bar Yoshia. Right? So, how about, do you need, right, Lishma Bimgila Sota? So here says the
Chacham said no?
Yeah. Says the Tanakama. Says the Tanakama, you need it. You need Lishma, meaning Lishem Isha Acheres is Pasul. Says Rav Achi Bar Yoshia, you don't need Lishma. Lishem Isha Acheres is Kosher. Okay, really, Suleim Shira, because that's Megillah, but that's okay. Now, there's also Machlokas Amoraim here, or a different Machlokas Tanaim. Right, the different machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov is whether you can use a sefer Torah for Parshas Sota. Right, let's say you have a sefer Torah that got really worn out and it needs to go into Gnisa, but it so happened that Parshas Naso is still okay, not worth fixing. So can you just cut out Parshas Sota and Parshas Naso and use it? And as Joel points out, that's not as crazy as get, because it is word for word generally the same thing. Not generally, it is word for word specifically the same thing. So, what's the relationship between those? Well, let's just take it back for a second. Before we get to that, the Gemara asks, doesn't it say Va'asa La HaKohen? Doesn't it say Va'asa La HaKohen? How do we know a get has to be Lashma? Because it says Kasav La. What does it say by the Megillah Sota? Va'asa La. So how can Rav Achi Bar Yoshia say that you don't need Lishma? Right, here's the Mukkar. The Mukkar is Ve'asa La. La means Lishma. The Gemara asks this question. So what does Rav Achi Bar Yoshia do? Doesn't say Ve'asa La. So how come it doesn't need to be written Lishma? So obviously, what's he going to say? What's the jump we made unjustifiably? How come it doesn't need to be written Lishma if it says Ve'asa La? It doesn't even kasal. It says va'asala. So what's the asiya? So what does the Chacha Tanakama think? He thinks, what's the asiya? The asiya is ksiva, right? That's when you make the scroll. But what else could be making? You make the water, right? The mechika. He says that asiya equals mechika, meaning I admit the mechika has to be lishma. But the ksiva doesn't have to be lishma. Fine. Now the question is, how does that relate to the question of being mochek from a sefer Torah? And here we have three opinions: Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Papa, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. How about sefer Torah? Kashrus sefer Torah, Vemgilis, or let's use the phrase they have, right? Limchok la min haTorah. Says Rav Yirmiyah that the Tanakhama holds that it's pasul. Tanakhama holds you need lishma, so the Sefer Torah is no good. And Rav Achi Bar Yoshia says you don't need lishma, it's okay. Says Rav Papa. No, everyone says it's okay. Rav Achi Bar Yoshia says it's okay because you don't need lishma. The Tanakhama also says it's okay. Why? Because it was not written for someone else. Exactly. Right? It was written in general. General is good enough. And the third opinion is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He says, nope, possible all around, right? These are the only three possible opinions. I mean, it would be too ornery to say, kosher, possible. No one's going to say that, right? It says, why? Well, the Hanukkah says possible because it's not Lishma. He wrote it for David Dora. Why does he say possible? Because, he says, because you don't need Lishem Ha'isha, but
You need, what's his lashon? You need, l'shem, hashkah sota, right? L'shem sota b'yamba. Sota b'yamba, right? You need l'shem sota. Right? Meaning, you know, he doesn't require you to need the specific woman. You need the shame, the ritual of sota. And here it wasn't written the shame, the ritual of sota. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is thus. What would Argamar assume? If you hadn't given money to the sofer in advance, then the problem would be, top line of the cuff, Sefer Torah is no good as a get, because it wasn't written Lishma. Okay. That works out fine for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Since the get needs to be Lishma, Sefer Torah is no good. That works out fine for Nachman Yitzchak. Since the get needs to be Lishma, Sefer Torah is no good. Rav Papa said, even things that need Lishma, a Sefer Torah is okay for. That's Rav Papa Shita. Even if you need Lishma, a Sefer Torah is still good enough. So it's a Kasha from Rav Papa. That's the Kasha. This is Tosus' Stira to our Gemara. Stira to Rav Papa. Right, that's Tosos Kasha, the first Tosos on our daf. What's the Stira? In Gittin Daf Chaf Amin Aleph says, get needs Lishma, the Sefer Torah, lo chashiv Lishma. But in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph Lefira Papa. What did we say? We said Megillah Sota needs Lishma, but a Sefer Torah is Chashav Lishma, as long as it wasn't for someone else. You write a Sefer Torah in general. In general counts as Lishma. That's the Stira. Our Gemara assumes in general doesn't count as Lishma. That Gemara assumed in general does count as Lishma. That's Tosfos Kasha Tamlid. You mean it's Milsota Mashbin Kam the Irvin Mochlam and Atar Filam and the Bar Ksiva Lishma. To cover a problem on the Irvin Gilflex Sira Lahaskul Sota Harris Torah to Stomach Ksiva. Hachinami de Mach Kinan. Okay. So, that's the Stira. So, what's the answers? What are the answers to this stira? Right. Tosa's first answer is a very technical answer. Right?
Focus.
Yeah, that Rav Papa Taka would hold the Sefer Torah is okay. Right? What's his first answer? And that Sugin, right? Who's in our Sugin? Rav Yosef?
Rav Yosef.
The Sugin Cholek al Rav Papa. It's a machlokes. Rav Papa holds the Sefer Torah is good enough for a get, but Rav Yosef holds it's not. He holds like Rav Yirmiyah or Rav Nachman Yitzchak. No problem. The truth is the Rashba in the end goes even further. Okay. Well, the Rashba in the end goes even further. This is Tosfos. The Rashba in the end goes even further. Since even Rav Papa didn't hold like Rav Papa. What does he say? He says Rav Papa dechia B'alma. Rav Papa was only giving Dechi B'alma. He wasn't saying he holds like that. He was just saying it's possible you could theoretically say, but he didn't really hold that way. So now he's our saying that hold like Rav Papa. Even Rav Papa didn't hold like Rav Papa. Because what's his lashon? It was Dilma Lohi. Dilma Lohi. It's always hard when someone says Dilma Lohi. Does that mean no? Or does that mean maybe not? Maybe yes, maybe not. Like, I'm just exploring the possibilities. He was just Dechi B'alma. He was exploring possibilities. He wasn't pasking. The second answer of Tosos is also very technical. There's a Tana who holds that you can't use a Sefer Torah in Erevin. Which Tana holds you can't use a Sefer Torah? Which Tana holds you can't use a Sefer Torah? Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds you can't use a Sefer Torah. So Rav Papa Sham Azil Aliba de Rav Meir. Is Savar Mochakin La Min HaTorah. Rav Papa was saying for everyone it's kosher. He was explaining to Rabbi Meir. But we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. But Kaimalan Ke Rabbi Yaakov.
Ein moch ken la min haTorah.
Meaning that whole Rav Papa, he wasn't saying this is the opinion of all Tanaim. He was saying within Rabbi Meir, he fits both the Tanakam and Rabbi Bar Yosha. But there's also Rabbi Yaakov who says that you. Did I get it wrong? Yeah, there's also Rabbi Yaakov who says Ein moch la min haTorah. So we don't like Rabbi Yaakov that it's pasul. Okay, those are the three most technical answers. The Rashba and the Ritva and Erevin have another. Then Tosas has another answer. Sorry, it should be three. What's Tosas' last answer? Tosas' last answer is a big chiddush. What's his last answer? He says, what's the difference in here and Sota? Basically, until now, no one said there's a difference in get and Sota, right? No one says there's a difference in get and Sota. It's just you work out the shitas. Rav Papa holds the Sefer Torah is okay for get and Sota. And Rav Yosef holds it's not okay for get and Sota. Rav Papa suggested a Sefer Torah's kosher for getting sota. That was just a suggestion. Really, it's possible for getting sota. Rav Papa within Rav Meir held it was kosher for getting sota, but we hold like Rav Yaakov that it's possible for getting sota. Now, Tahir Tosa says, a chiluk, bain get limgila sota. There's a difference between get and megillah sota. This is the first answer that differentiates between get and megillah sota. What's the difference between get and megillah sota according to Tosfos? What's the difference in get and Megillah Sota according to Tosfos?
Stomach.
What do we mean by that? What does he say here? He says in the end, but why? He says, Stam is okay in Megillah Sota, but Stam is not okay in get. Okay, but why is Stam okay in Megillah Sota and not get? What does Tosfos add? What? Why? Tosa says, this is very nice. The Sefer Torah is Stam. Stam is good enough for Megillah Sota and not for Get. But now he has to prove why that is, right? Why is Stam good enough for Megillah Sota? That's not a fair answer, Isaac. Because, like, you're just begging the question. Okay, it's different. Oh, you know why there's a difference? Because it's Stam and Stam is different. But why is Stam different? So Tosa explains why Stam is different. He gives a very interesting explanation. The Kohen doesn't mind if you write it for him. Therefore, when a scribe writes the Sefer Torah, that's fine. But the Baal does mind if you write without his authorization. Right? And therefore, it says, the Kohen Eino Makbid im Yichtov HaSofer. But the Baal is Makbid, right? The Baal... stama lo nichle, but the Baal stama lo nichle she yichtov lo get. While the Kohen, let's say better, stama nichle she yichtov lo Megillah. Like the Kohen, why not? It's apparently the Kohen's job to write a Megillah. Right? That's Pasha Pshan and the Psukim, because it was all those Eilos going on the Kohen. And he's very happy for someone else to write the Megillah for him. Less work for him, no problem. He gets free labor. But the husband, no, he doesn't want someone writing a get to divorce his wife without his authorization. Ma pitom, this is his personal business. No one's going to start. Can you imagine the chutzpah? The difference is very clear, right? I don't know. Some guy has to write a big sign to put someplace. Say, Mistama, he wouldn't mind if I wrote it for him and saved him the work. Sure. Mistama, you wouldn't mind if I got involved and suggested you divorce your wife and prepared all the documents for you. Of course you would. So therefore, there's a big difference. Okay, here it's a little tricky. Like, I think it's psychologically Tosas on strong ground. Why would the Kohen mind? And the Baal, I don't know, I wouldn't mind if someone wrote a get for me to give to my wife without checking with me first. That seems like a reasonable kpeda. Why does this necessarily make a difference? What does this have to do with lishma? Like whether I mind or not might be whether you're a nice person, you know, whether you have good social skills or not. But what does it have to do with lishma? So, what does that do with lishma? So lechora, what's the point of lishma? Here we're going to get more into this. I said we're not really learning lishma now. We're just copying this one Tosos. What's the point of Tosos? The point of Tosos that lishma doesn't mean writing it, here I think it's the chap. Lishma doesn't mean writing it, thinking of this guy and thinking of this woman. Then who cares if it's nicha for him or not? Why does that make it any less lishma? Lishma means writing it and declaring and how do you say liyaed? designating it, writing it with a full designation that this is intended to be used. This is designated to be used for this husband to divorce his wife. Not just I'm thinking about this husband and his wife. Meaning, what am I trying to say? Lishma doesn't mean I'm writing this thinking of this husband divorcing this wife. No. Lishma means I'm writing this knowing that this is for the husband to divorce his wife. To write Lishma, you need to be, it doesn't mean you need to be sure he's going to divorce his wife, because he's allowed to change his mind until the Netina, but it means you are sure that this is designated for the husband to divorce his wife. How can you know that this is designated for the husband to divorce his wife? Only if you know that the husband wants you to write this get to use for his wife. Meaning, I can't say, oh, this get is for this husband to divorce his wife without his permission, without knowing that he actually wants to divorce his wife, right? We have halacha later on. You get, a get is no good unless the Baal tells the sofer to write. Why does the Baal need to tell the sofer to write? According to Tosa, it's in order for it to be Lishma. Why can't the sofer just think Lishma on his own? Because thinking Lishma doesn't just mean I'm thinking it's for this guy and this woman and for the sake of divorce. Thinking Lishma means I am designating this as this is absolutely designated and intended and going to and supposed to be used for this husband to divorce his wife. Unless the husband wants me to write a get for him to divorce his wife, then I can't designate this get as being used for the husband to divorce his wife. What I'm basically claiming here is that it'll be more subtle, and we'll come back to it, that does Lishma just mean I'm thinking about the right thing, or does Lishma mean I am designating this and giving it a clear Yi'ud is really, I am defining this get as to be used for the husband to divorce his wife. I can't do that unless the husband wants me to. For the Kohen, can I write this Vigila Sota and designate it as for the Kohen to use to be Mashke the Sota without his permission? Yes, because I'm sure he would want me to. I'm sure he would want this Megillah to be used to be Mashka the Sota, so I can take the liberty of saying, this is now for the purpose of the Kohen to be Mashka the Sota. But I can't say this now for the purpose of the husband divorcing his wife. He doesn't want it to be for the purpose of divorcing his wife. And I can't designate it without his permission. What I'm claiming in Tosos is that perhaps Lishma is not just what I think while writing. Right? That's what you might have thought. Because of law, you think you're writing it Lishma. But an absolute designation that this object is will be used for the ish to divorce the isha. That's what it means, l'shmo v'lishma. Not just I have them in mind. That I'm designating as this get is for this man to divorce his wife. Okay, can I designate that this Megillah Sota is for every Kohen to be mashke every woman? Yes, because the Kohen wants me to. And therefore he agrees that it's for his, that if he ever has to divorce a woman, this get should be for that purpose. But I cannot, or some people say it's only for, right, once the ones who write the Beis HaMikdash, so he's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, and he definitely has in mind anyone who writes any get and wants me to use it to give to this woman instead of having to write it myself, I agree. So I can say, I'm writing this get and designating it and declaring that it is for the sake of this Kohen to be mashke the Sota. Because he agrees, even if he doesn't know. But I can't say this for the Baal to divorce his wife. The Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife. Or even if the Baal does want to divorce his wife, he didn't say that he wants to divorce his wife with this get. He's machbid as to who writes a get with what permission to divorce his wife. And he'll probably rip it up in my face and say, you chutzpan. And therefore, I think if you look at the Shema, not as just stam kavana, like I'm thinking about the right topic, but rather I am planning this exact designated result. I can't plan this result without permission of the Baal. That's what I am claiming. And then it makes a lot of sense how Bittul Aget can take away the Lishma. If Lishma is not about what you think when you're writing it, but Lishma is about it being designated for a certain purpose, once he's mevatel that purpose, then he's mevatel it. Good.
Tosfos
excellent.
Tosfos doesn't go that far.
What?
Tosfos didn't go that
okay,
far.
Okay, Seder. Seder, you can always say that once it sticks, it sticks. Now, the last answer is the Rashba and the Ritva and Erevin. Again, the Rashba in the end says this other answer. He has more than one answer. What does he say in Erevin? Here, he based himself on the Gemara later on. Rav Achi Bar Yosha says, you don't lose your the Asi is Mechika. What did we think? We thought Rav Achi Bar Yosha held Asi is Mechika, you need Mechika Lishma. Tanakama held Asi is Ktiva, you need Ktiva Lishma. Says the Rashba, no. What is Asiya really? Pshut Shal Mikra, is Asiya Ksiva or Mechika? Trick question. Pshut Shal Mikra, what's Asiya? Ksiva or Mechika? No. Both. Asiya is everything you do to do the whole ritual, no? Isn't Pshut Shal Mikra that the Asala Kohen is called Torah Zos means everything? I thought that was Pashup Shat. I don't mean Pshut Shal Mikra like Mechlel Herzog. I mean, just like read the words. What are they saying? You know, Ba'asala Kohen is called Torah Zos. It means do everything. Says the Rashba, it's not that Rav Achi Bar Yosha thinks it means Mechika, and then Tanakama says it means Ksiva. No, that's his Chiddush. His Chiddush is, he says Asiya is Mechika. He seems to say Asiya equals Ksiva. That's how we explained him until now. Why? Because that's when you're making it. But says the Rashba, that's not necessarily true. Says the Rashba, no, Asiya equals Ksiva or Mechika. Asiya is both. You need to do the process Lishma. What does that mean? What that means is that if you do Ksiva Lishem someone else, then you've already messed up the process. What if you do Ksiva Lishem nobody? Just do Mechika for her and it's okay. If the whole process be Lishma, if you do it Lishem the wrong person in step A, you're dead. But if you do nothing in step A, you can just do it Lishma in step B. And that's why he's saying it's not comparable. He's also saying it's a chiluk. Bain, get. Limigilla Soto. What's the chiluk? In get, there's only one chance to one chance to create Lishma. But in Megillah Sota, there are two chances. What do you mean two chances? If you write it for the wrong woman, it's puzzle. Yes, if you write it for the wrong woman, it's puzzle. You can't fix it by being chika for the right woman. But if you write it for nobody, just for a Sefer Torah, then you could fix it by doing Mechika Lishma. When you have two chances, if you do a different woman the first chance, you're dead. But if you do no one the first chance, then you have another chance. Right? So if I do Mechika for Rachel, and Ksiva for Rachel, Mechika for Leah, it's not no good. But if I do Mechika for Rachel, and Ksiva Stam, or Ksiva for Rachel, Mechika Stam, then it's fine. I have two chances to insert the Lishma. And therefore, that's why there's no steer from Rav Papa. Rav Papa says a Sefer Torah is okay, even though you need Lishma for Megillah Sota. Because you can always do Lishma at the Shas Mechika. But he still would have been a Sefer Torah is no good for get, because there is no second opportunity to do Lishma. Why? We have two opportunities to do Lishma. So I think also this makes sense if you say Lishma is not about. If you said Lishma is to do the process Lishma, then Lechora you would need to do the Ksiva and Mechika Lishma. But if you say Lishma is about designating it, you can only designate something when you're really working on it. When I'm creating something, I can designate it. If there are two steps to creating something, then I can either designate it the first time, and if I left it stam the first time, I can designate it the second time. So I think that makes a lot of sense. If, again, we're going to come back to this. If Lishma is not about how nicely I'm thinking when I do the Ksiva, but Lishma is about designating something, then the Rashba makes sense. If Asiya includes two things, I should have two chances to designate it. I can designate it the first time, and if not, I can designate it the second time, as long as I didn't misdesignate it the first time. If I did L'shem Isha Cheres Ksiva, then it's possible I already misdesignated it. But if I did nothing the first time, stam the first time, then I can make up for it the second time. Okay, so this is a little bit of a taste of some of the things we're going to discuss a little later when we get to the Mishnayos of Lishma. And now we're ready to start today's shiur. The
Okay, we didn't really get very far in today's shir. We are going to have to stop now to go down to make it on time to Mincha.